You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody. What's up? Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful start to your week. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Rookies report today for the Buffalo Bills. We've got some Sabres news.
Report. The things are happening.
Yeah.
Whatever those things are, good or bad, they are happening. And when I say bad, you might think, oh, Derek's trying to dunk on the Sabres again. No, it's the fact that I would like for there to be some sort of progress on this second rounders issue across the NFL because the Bills are currently affected.
I mean, so is most of the NFL.
Bills are part of most of the NFL.
Funny enough, all of the NFL is, because both Cleveland and Houston had 2 second round picks.
The teams that traded away their second round pick do not have a problem.
They're the only ones.
That was what? Atlanta on the aggressive move up with?
I believe so, yeah. With Cleveland.
And who traded up with the Rams? New York did.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants. In order to move up and get Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
So there's at least two teams that don't have this problem. Or did they also have other? I need to look at who didn't have a second round pick.
it's most the NFL is affected. We both mentioned it yesterday. We were going to kind of talk about the Pablo Torre reports that have been going on for a few weeks now. It's now more or less just come to a head because a part of it has been the second round pick talk. And really up until Trey Harris did not report to LA's camp, I don't want to say there wasn't a story, but the feeling was maybe this won't be a thing. Maybe guys will eventually get signed. Well, now we're at, you know, kind of majority of the league will have rookies reporting today and tomorrow. Chargers have already had theirs report over the weekend. And 30 of the 32 second-round picks are still unsigned.
You know, who the team that really hurts the most right now? The Bears.
Oh, how many second-round picks do they have?
Luther Burden.
Yep.
Ozzie Trapillo. Shamar Turner.
Oof. And I remember the Luther Burden thing because Ben Johnson brought him up about how important it is for a receiver to get in right away, get those reps going, the whole thing. I mean, I've brought it up with Shamar Stewart for Cincinnati, him being a first-round pick, but how important it would be for him to get in and get reps. He's not just for different reasons, but there's a lot of these guys who, I mean, Burden is, I think, more of an injury. That's the one thing that hasn't scared me with TJ Sanders is up to this point, he has been participating. That has not been a report that he's just sitting out. That's due to him having the protections that have been going on with these rookies. You know, before they sign, you're okay. If you get hurt, you're going to be fine. Like, it's not going to kill you. But now we're kind of at the last stage here. Today is the last stage. I mean, if he doesn't report here, now we're in officially, it could be a hold in. He could be at camp the whole thing.
Right.
Or it could be a holdout where he's just not there at all. I don't think Trey Harris showed up. So that's a holdout for him. It's funny enough. it is a story, but it's not like a specific Bill story. It's a league-wide
one. It is a league-wide story. It's nothing personal at that point. Like, that's the part where, like, I'm not really worried about any of this, more or less, because it is an entire league-wide issue. But you look at some players, though, like, look at some of the second-rounders, for example, and you think, wow. Like, I look at the story of Will Johnson, a top-10 pick, projected, heading into this draft. Even with the injury concerns, a lot of people still saw him as a first-round player, if not first half of the first round, right? That's often where he was getting mocked to. He falls all the way to the middle of the second round. And now there's this whole contract thing of guaranteed money or not. And if I'm Will Johnson, I'm probably just like, man, I just want to play. I would love some guaranteed money, absolutely. Probably even a fully guaranteed contract based on what's going on, like with the knee and everything like that. But, man, to see a story continue to fall further down for someone who's – the circumstances are not his fault in Will Johnson. And it's just like, that hurts to watch that sort of thing continuously happening right now. Like, you're just getting beat up on by life at the current moment.
I did see, too, Benjamin Albright, kind of an NFL all-around reporter, but mainly covers the Denver Broncos. I saw someone ask him last night.
But when, like, he talks, typically it's good to listen.
Yep. And he, you know, was asked by a listener, basically, was like, hey, is this whole guaranteed contract thing for second-round picks, is this more of an agent thing that's being pushed, or is this equal footing? And he goes, "It's everybody wants this but the teams. Everybody has wanted this but the teams. And now that we've kind of crossed the Rubicon with Houston giving Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract, the dam's been broken. It's now to see kind of how far, at least to me it feels, how far a team's going to be willing to go to not bring in their second-round pick. Because I think, honestly, you're going to have people within the organization getting annoyed very quickly.
Yes, like your executives, your general managers, and especially your coaches are going to get miffed fast. When a high asset, let's not beat around the bush on this, a second-round pick is a high-quality draft asset. That is an early pick. It is still something that throws some weight around when it comes to a usable asset in the draft itself, especially early in the second round. Pick 33 is one of the most coveted picks that there is. You have a premium asset, premium draft asset, and the entire league is effectively crossing their arms and holding their breath like a five-year-old that you told, no, you can't get the Jolly Ranchers.
It's just, it's going to be so interesting to see what happens. Because it's not going to be outright coups or anything like that, but it's just, it's not an overly expensive asset.
That's the other part of it.
To really dig into. I think most of these guys will make around $11 million by the end of their four-year rookie deal.
And very... like, it's not a high percentage that second-rounders become star-type players, but it is not like second-rounders are players that will just, like, fizzle that frequently for you. There are plenty of them that don't see the end of a rookie contract, for example, so fully guaranteed money, it would make less sense. I understand that part. But they're also second-round picks. That scale is going to be effectively pennies to the money that is brought in by the National Football League.
Well, here, I mean, look at James Cook's salary alone. Many of us have talked about this.
Speaking of,
for months now, talking about him of like, man, would you really want to hold out? He's going to make more money this year than any other year combined. He's set to make $5.2 million on his base salary this year. Before that, last year was $1.1 million, $970 grand, and $705 grand. Those were his base salaries as a mid-second round pick to late second round pick. Those were his base salaries. It's not like these are massive contracts. Now, they're a little more expensive at the beginning of the first round, late first round, or beginning of the second round, late first round. But these are not massive salaries that are going to sink an owner going, guys, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It is just to stay a little bit cheaper rather than fully guaranteeing deals. And many leagues do fully guaranteed contracts. And through the Pablo Torre reports, we also have that the NFL Players Association has pushed that in the last two contract negotiations, the bargaining agreements. They have not gotten them, mainly due to the fact that basically every owner is staunch against this. I would imagine there's partially a feeling of, well, you know, Once it gets to second round picks, what's going to stop it getting to third round picks for and down the draft order, right? But they're one of the only leagues that doesn't have these fully guaranteed deals. Most of the contracts we do end up seeing in the NFL oftentimes end up being these very fake numbers. Garrett Wilson,
Why these numbers are higher, though.
Mm-hmm. You see these big numbers, but Garrett Wilson yesterday gets, 4 years, $130 million. The more important number for him personally is the $90 million guaranteed.
Yes.
That's the more important number.
Because you're getting that money.
And I look at teams like the Eagles with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, Lurie being the owner, Howie Roseman being the GM. What has made them more impressive is that they front load the hell out of their contracts. They give money immediately so that they can sometimes pay a little less because ultimately they're paying their guy more. It's not hidden in bonuses and incentives to skate around not paying them outright. It is given up front. Here you go. And it'll be quote unquote a little, but it's the same argument we make with the Florida teams.
It serves two purposes though. If you front load a contract like that, you get to the later years, that player is less expensive, and then therefore you can go out and get somebody and front load the contract.
Yeah.
It allows for there to be a little bit more of this roster churn that is very common in sports. So it serves two purposes on that front. Players get rewarded right away with it, so you're more prone to sign with a team that wants to front load a contract. Why? You're getting money in. And then say you're not good at the end of toward the end of the contract and you get released. Well, how much are you getting hit for that, really?
Mm-hmm.
Comparatively speaking to other teams around the league or other players around the league. And this is why the Pablo Torre story really seems to be getting a little louder now, because of the fact that you have 30 of 32 second-round picks unsigned, and the issue is guaranteed money, which is the same thing that Torre was reporting about with Mike Florio. Effectively, in a sense, kind of giving you a little bit of that confirmation bias that, yeah, the owners, of course, they work together on these sorts of things of like, yeah, we want to try to keep guaranteed money down because that's money out of our pockets. You don't become a rich person by handing it all out all the time. You do it by being stingy. But, well, that and, you know, generational wealth, yada, yada, yada.
It helps.
That's a topic for not this show. But the other part of this is, why in the world would you want that story to go public? Of course, as owners, that makes sense. It's the NFLPA that was the baffling part with the Pablo Torre story.
Mm-hmm.
That effectively, J.C. Tretter and members of the NFLPA really goofed themselves up and allowed this to happen. Most people would probably tell you if they had to be asked about their group chats being made public, like even just amongst friends of people that do nothing wrong, they go, God, no, don't look at the group chat. It's just like people goofing off all the time. But for NFL owners in group chats.
Yeah.
Or texts to each other. To have those. It's public record.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, it's a confirmation bias at this point, though. We all know that this is something that they probably do, and it makes sense for them to do it because it's business. But you got Mike Bidwell and Dean Spanos texting each other. Hey, congratulations on signing Murray. Thanks, Dino. That alone should be a reason not to have that released.
Mm-hmm. It's just it doesn't look good.
Like
but
if I'm
it,
Dean
it doesn't
Spanos
surprise
being called
anybody.
Dino,
yeah,
like,
not great.
And it's spelled out D-E-A-N-O. Like can we not let that be public? But
it doesn't surprise anybody though.
No.
Like, I think most people would tell you that yeah, of course the owners don't want the fully guaranteed contracts. They don't want to do it. Everyone knew when the Deshaun Watson contract was signed. You had the ugly feeling of like he's getting that after all of this.
After
that came
all
out?
Of this and not playing for a year, you're giving him a guaranteed contract. These are the types of things that cause a lockout.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL, it didn't happen. But now we're getting more aggressive. Because now more guaranteed money after you've already made the pledge to each other to try to hand out less because Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam were out of their minds and broke the system.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And that makes sense on the business front, because only one other player had fully guaranteed contracts, and that was Kirk Cousins, which he's had two of those. Good for him, by the way.
Hall of Fame material.
His agent is top tier.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame money bag.
I say put Kirk in the Hall of Fame just for that alone.
Hall of Fame bag secure right there.
You Kirk literally Cousins. Don't have to put like a helmet up there with him, just a bag of money, and just be like, you guys know why he's here. You guys know why we brought him.
It's a miniature Brinks truck.
Yeah, we'll talk some of his stats, but really we're going to talk about the contract negotiations. And
realistically, they should put the bust of him with the big chain on.
It's exactly what it should be. It's exactly what it should be.
Kirko chains.
And that's it. Call it a day after that.
Yes, but it's just like, why after that situation did Cleveland give that contract out? And it's almost as if the Browns divided by zero, broke the whole thing, to a point where the owners had to all turn around and go, we don't do that. No. And then they could point to that contract and go, this is why we don't do it.
Well, and that's literally what they're doing is it's a guy that gets injured. He wasn't very good. Now look what happened.
Now it's the worst contract in NFL's history.
And it is, that's the thing. We can all look at it and objectively go, it's the worst one you could have.
Yeah. It's the worst contract in pro sports history.
From a business side of things. Yeah.
From a business side, from an entertainment side, like none of it was good. And it goes back to Lamar Jackson, too. Jackson is franchise tagged by the Ravens, and Steve Bisciotti mentions publicly, it's too bad Cleveland gave him all that guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Would have rather not had them do that. And kind of like gives away the game on accident. And then you see what happened with that season, that offseason with Lamar Jackson, where now it all makes sense.
It was weird. Most of that offseason, before he does eventually sign his new deal with Baltimore, it felt like every team was going out of their way to make sure you knew they weren't actually interested in going after Lamar Jackson.
Like the Atlanta Falcons went with Desmond Ridder, who you should never start, not even once. And and tried to make sure to say, no, we're good on Lamar Jackson. Even though we were actively in talks about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, we were all in on Watson. Now, not so much.
As a matter of fact, we were the ones left at the altar, reportedly, for Cleveland.
And you know, looking back.
But we're good on Lamar Jackson.
But looking
don't
back
worry.
Now, and Torre and Florio do bring it up, too. It's like, it's surprising that people didn't jump on this earlier. And it is. I mean, that's completely fair. I think it did take something like this where every team is somewhat affected for people to be like, what the hell's going on here?
And now I'm glad that this is getting more noise because it should. And here's the thing. No, I don't feel bad for the owners in the slightest. They're not the ones putting their body out there and subjecting themselves to major injury. They're not the entertainment dollar. They're not. They're not the product.
Most of us actually don't even want to hear the owner speak. And that's going for every owner.
You're not the entertainment product. I'm not going to feel bad for you.
Yeah.
So, like, I love Jeremy and Joe with the let's get stupid idea of just, like, the Bills announcing, yeah, we've signed TJ Sanders to a fully guaranteed contract. And breaking the system.
I'd be all for it.
I'm all for having the other owners be mad at you, because what are you going to do about it, really?
Well,
because,
remember, it was the same
because
thing.
The Buffalo Bills being good is good for business and your wallet right now. So the Bills would want to just do that. Executives and coaches, I already mentioned it. They are off the handle types of mad right now.
You know who would do this?
Jerry.
The Vegas Golden Knights. If they were in the NFL.
Yes. The Vegas Golden Knights absolutely would be the ones to be like, no.
They'd be like, why would I care? It's the same with offer sheets that we talk about in the NHL. Who cares if they're mad? I'm trying to win.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? And so, like, a part of me, like, yeah, if and you can make up in your head what actually happens, because that could be a route. If the Bills were to sign TJ Sanders to a fully
guaranteed. Sanders have an internal
cap
anyway. You could sign Sanders to a fully guaranteed contract.
But let's say the Bills did it. You can build up
obviously a joke
that the Bills decided, we're not playing games. We want everyone to camp. We have no issues. Let's go forward. I think the Bills also could do it purely off of, we're going to be on Hard Knocks. Whether we like it or not, we will be the face of this second round pick no one signed.
Oh, jeez.
We're
going to
be the face
of
that. So I think it is actually an honest evaluation of where the Bills could go.
It is good business for the Bills to break the chain.
Yes, and to just not even be a conversation outside of the Bills made sure to get all their rookies in.
And
that's it.
And even then, that becomes a positive story, flying in the face of the league with the standoff. And then you can use that in Hard Knocks of, like, the Bills are just trying to win. That's the message.
Because right now, the message is not that. The message will be to start camp. Cook might be there, but a second-round pick who will play probably, I think hopefully, a pivotal role in a revamped defensive line is holding out.
And
part of an era of holdouts that is not a thing, but the NFL owners, arguably, he will be portrayed as very greedy. That they're not just giving fully guaranteed contracts. Contracts, by the way, that are ultimately not very expensive. The whole point of rookies is that you get good, cheap labor in sports. It's for every sport. The rookie contracts are the best. You want to hit on those rookie picks, on those young picks, so that for 3-4 years, you've got them on the cheap, and they're giving you great production. I can see it now on the first episode of Hard Knocks. The Bills don't have many storylines. That's the worst part for this.
Yes.
If the Bills at least had any other storylines.
This is easily the biggest story.
You could somewhat push it off to the side. But Cook even showed up to mandatory minicamp. So they don't even have that going in. Now, he could ultimately hold in after like 3 days and be like, no, I got an acquired year. I'm done. But for right now, their biggest storyline will be their second round pick, who they traded up to go get. They have not signed yet.
Again, and it's the fact that it's not personal. It is not a player versus team issue. It is a league versus union issue. And again, I'm glad that the Torre story is getting more legs now because of this, because it's very clear and evident. Like, and nobody's hiding it. That's the other part of it. Like, nobody's being gaslit at this point. Nobody's being lied to, so to say, of like, why are 30 players unsigned? We know why.
Yeah.
We know why, and the owners aren't going to speak out and say, like, no, that's totally not what this is, or even try to confirm it with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know. But the thing is that they're not denying it, and that's fine by me in a sense. Like, it's just don't gaslight people.
I think it also could help really the next team that really goes forward with this. You're not the first team to do it. Houston did it and Cleveland did it with the first and second overall picks of the second round.
You're not even the team that they're going to quote-unquote blame right now.
If you want to in your owner's meetings next offseason go, hey, this is Nick Caserio's fault. I needed to get my guy in. Coaches were getting upset. My GM was upset. We had to move forward. We were in the middle of a Super Bowl window. I'm sorry. And move on. You weren't even the first one. Jaden Higgins and Carson Swechinger were signed back-to-back days. They were the first two overall picks of the second round.
Yeah,
I think it's the thing. It would be much harder, I think, to convince an owner who obviously doesn't want to do this. They've been pushing against this for years now to be the first one to do it. Now that that's done, just get your guys in and start moving forward. I mean, that's it. Just start moving forward. And also on this too, Houston and Cleveland, we mentioned it. They have other second round picks that are not signed. Cleveland's dealing with some other issues with Judkins getting arrested, the whole thing, and that's a story that will transpire throughout camp. We'll see how that ends up going. But for Houston, who have their young quarterback, they're doing their whole thing, they're trying to revamp their offensive line. Well, hey, the only offensive lineman you were able to pick is a second-round pick that you have not signed yet, and he's not getting reps with the starting offensive line, who I would imagine you would hope would start with them. And the offensive line is all about chemistry.
As a matter of fact, they traded out of the first round because the offensive lineman did not fall the way that they wanted on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And to see that is what's happened, it is a little funny that it's a self-inflicted wound right now.
I mean, it is, yeah.
But if you're going to do it for one, why not the other?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a team and an organization, that's an entirely different subject than the entire league. I look at that as an agent and go, you did it for the guy that you took earlier in the same round.
Yeah.
Why not us? It's less money.
Higgins, by the way, his contract is 4 years, $11.7 million.
Yeah, come on.
Like, it's not a ton of money.
It's not a ton of money, but I do think that there is something to, why are we paying guaranteed money to a player that has not played a down yet?
Mm-hmm.
Fully guaranteed contracts, because I'm pretty sure even the first rounders do not have fully guaranteed contracts either. So that could turn things more interesting next year. If they continue on this path, and if the rookies, like if the agents and the rookies hold so firm here that the teams cave first, next year's negotiations with rookies gets very...
First-round picks do generally have fully guaranteed contracts. They have gotten to that point, yes.
All right. And honestly, like I said, it's a high-end asset, though.
Mm-hmm.
But there still might be, like, you know, a late first-rounder that doesn't have a fully guaranteed contract, for example. Well, guess what you're getting now?
Yeah.
It's a system breaker, and that's how a new CBA gets drawn up. These are the disagreements where lockouts start. If they stay firm. And I'll bet you that they're not going to last this long. Not for 30 of them. There's too many. So there's going to be a player that caves first and it starts the wave.
Yeah. And today is kind of the first day where a lot of teams start to report, including the Bills. We'll keep you posted on all of that as things come around this morning. 803-0550, the number two call if you want to join the show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. You're listening to WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.